This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Is the Federal Reserve a model for keeping artificial intelligence from running amok? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, there's word today Hyundai of South Korea is making a big investment in electric vehicles. Plans to increase EV production at its factories in the U.S. and develop new batteries. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us with details. How much is Hyundai spending here?
A lot, David. The company says it'll allocate about $85 billion for this EV initiative. And along with its affiliate, Kia, Hyundai wants to be selling 2 million EVs per year by 2030.
That's quite a goal. How's it going to get there?
Partly by boosting production of EVs in the U.S. Hyundai says it'll increase the proportion of American-made electric vehicles from less than 1% to 75%. It's also opening its first dedicated EV factory in Georgia, and that's slated to open in the second half of next year. Hyundai says that facility will be able to make 300,000 EVs per year.
And if you talk EV, you need to talk batteries. What's the approach with those?
Yeah, Hyundai says it's going to invest about $7 billion to develop a new type of battery, a lithium iron phosphate battery. And that's a more efficient type of battery. It'll be used in an autonomous driving project Hyundai is planning called Motional. That is set to launch in Las Vegas at the end of this year. Hyundai says it's now conducting what it calls pilot services with Uber and Lyft and will work with Uber on an autonomous robo-taxi business in the U.S. over the next 10 years.
All right, Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Remember the former chair of Nissan, Carlos Ghosn, who fled Japan hidden in a box after his arrest for alleged financial misconduct? Reuters has seen a document showing Ghosn has now sued Nissan for more than $1 billion for alleged defamation, slander, and libel and fabricating evidence against him. Nissan has not commented on the suit.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Who elected Mark Zuckerberg of Meta, Sundar Pichai of Google, or Jeff Bezos of Amazon co-presidents of the world? That's one way to think about the main power players when it comes to the digital world versus the old power players, nation states. Someone who spent a lot of time thinking about this is Ian Bremmer, founder and president of the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. Ian, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, David. Good to talk to you.
Tell me about this thesis of yours. Someday I may not have a U.S. passport. I'll have a document that's saying I'm a citizen of Alphabet, Google, or Facebook, Meta.
I'm not at all thinking you're changing your passport. I'm rather thinking that where you're spending most of your time, how you're making decisions, what you spend your money on will all be intermediated, or most of it will, by algorithms that are determined in sovereign fashion by a small number of technology companies and the people that control them.
You already see the sovereignty of tech companies on the world stage, even before the great ChatGPT announcement of last November?
Yeah, in some ways I do. I mean, so for example, if you look at the war in Ukraine, which has dominated so many headlines, and you and I have talked about it, I don't think that Zelensky is still in power if it's not for SpaceX providing Starlink. I don't think that Zelensky's still there if Microsoft doesn't provide the cloud computing and cyber defenses to defend Ukraine. Those two companies, I mean, I'm glad they made those decisions, but it's not like they're members of NATO. It's not like anybody voted. Those weren't decisions made by governing authorities or judicial authorities. I think this stuff is enormously important, and it's coming very, very fast.
Now, as we got to the middle of June here, the European Union said it's putting together a package of new regulation for AI. It's going to put up some guardrails, some safeguards. Doesn't sound like you're relaxed this is going to lead to something quickly enough.
I think it's going to take time. I have no doubt that these regulations are coming, but I want to be clear that for the next 1, 2, 3 years, overwhelmingly, the way that the world and that we as citizens experience this AI is going to be because of decisions that are being made by the people that control the companies, not by the governing authorities.
Some years ago, I was favored with being able to do the last big interview that author Kurt Vonnegut ever did. In the middle of that interview, he was worried that no country has ever had what he called a secretary of the future. And with artificial intelligence shooting into our lives in all these different ways, you kind of wish we had had a secretary of the future and the mindset that would have come with it.
We have experience already today that there are institutions that are governed primarily by people with expertise. And no matter what country they're from, they take that job seriously. And what I'm talking about, of course, is our central bank governors. Everyone understands from every country, you've got fiscal tools, you have monetary tools, and they largely see the world in the same way. It would be wonderful if on issues that clearly affect the future of 8 billion people on the planet, like AI, like climate change, if you could create the kind of technocratic governance in our countries that would allow for central bank governance type cooperation globally.
Interesting frame there. Ian Bremmer is founder and president of the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. He's got a new TED Talk on the subject of the power of tech companies. It's entitled, The Next Global Superpower Isn't Who You Think. We'll have a link to that on our website, marketplace.org. Mr. Bremmer, always good to talk to you.
David, great to be with you.
Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.